Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
OMG. How many people watch these Republican and Democrat conventions and finally decided, okay, I'm moving out of this state. It's too crazy here. Well, I got to tell you, there's a lot of people that have been doing that already. So in this first half of the show, we should talk about exactly what does that mean? I mean, what happens when, you know, you go to try and buy a house in a town? I have some friends right now that are staying in my town in a travel trailer waiting for somebody to list their house. It's like almost like vultures waiting. And so the inventory is sold out in small town USA. People are starting to move out of these cities. There's a big mass exodus from New York and Chicago and Minneapolis and whatever, you know, Seattle even, places where they feel unsafe. Because when you start feeling unsafe, you pick your bags up and you walk out the door and say, let's go somewhere else. Our guest first in this half hour is Paul and Kelsey Tompkins, and they have Flippin' Experts. And that's spelled like this, Flippin experts.com. And I have them both on the line, and we're going to talk a little bit about this. So welcome to the show, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, Alan, we're so happy to be here. Thank you, sir.
Very good. Let's talk about this. So maybe I'd start with Paul. Paul, you are the CEO of Flippin' Experts and Tranquility Realty, and a successful entrepreneur and investor and speaker and coach. And what else do you do? I don't know, but you do a lot. You're an entrepreneur. That's the way we all are. But right now in the real estate business, is it hard right now to find houses to flip? You know, small town USA. I think you guys are in Florida. I'm in the Pacific Northwest. Our inventory here is like sold out. What's it like where you are on the East Coast?
Yeah, Alan, we're experiencing the same thing where inventory of properties for sale have just, 10 houses will hit the market on a weekend and 9 of them are gone within 24 hours. Whew. And the other one's right behind it, unless it was, you know, renovated wrong or it's in a bad area and it might sit for 2 or 3 days. That's sad. But yeah, our inventory, it's dried up substantially. Wow. And we're actually seeing it where a lot more people, instead of trying to find a house to move into, they're actually saying, hey, let me put up some of my own cash and stay where I'm at because I just can't find a house. And actually, home renovations are going up now. Wow. I mean, everybody wants their house renovated now that kind of COVID has slowed down. They're letting people back in their houses. So we're seeing the market for sales down, but we're seeing home renovations just skyrocket.
Well, it's funny because my son-in-law had been renovating his house and somebody came and knocked on the door and said, we want to buy your house. And he's like, yeah, well, so does a lot of other people, because he knows that he had a kind of a desirable place and a pool and the rest. But they're like, yeah, but we'll take it as is. He wasn't even done with it. And he says, well, you'd have to pay this much. And they said, okay. I mean, literally, people are being very bold these days. So, it's an interesting time because now he's going to make some good money on this house and he was going to flip it. Mm-hmm. So has this helped you with your Flippin' Experts, kind of, you know, everything you're doing at FlippinExperts.com and how you're helping people to do this? Because it seems like this could be a boom for some. It could be a bad time for others. What is your experience on that?
Well, we created it before COVID hit, before there was anything going on with the economy. We created it basically just to help people succeed in flipping a house.
Right.
Whether it's a multifamily, whether it's a single family, it doesn't matter. Our goal with creating Flipping Experts was, how do we reproduce ourselves and help other people be successful and have the freedom that they want? Whatever that looks like for them, whether it's money, whether it's time, it doesn't matter. So with us creating that platform and allowing people to go through an online training course, obviously when COVID hit and everybody's sitting at home and hundreds of thousands of people are losing their jobs or scared of losing their jobs, we had an amazing avenue for them to immediately shift into, locked in their house. They're able to study. They're able to get ahead of the curve, get ahead of the game. And it was a blessing for us because that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to help people. And it just so happened that COVID hit and it's allowed people to get into something new. We see the unemployment rate just skyrocketing, right? Every week you hear the numbers are just up. So people that are creating online courses to help other people, obviously that's helping them and it's helping the people at home too. So we've just been blessed through that.
Well, we're going to take a couple more segments with you. Paul and Kelsey Tompkins. Kelsey, you're up next. Flipping experts. We're just trying to get a feel for what's going on around the country. I think it's boom time for some real estate investors, folks that are in the know, that have done their research the way that Paul says. You can find out more information again at flippinexperts.com on Paul and Kelsey Tompkins. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. If this interests you, keep listening because we'll be right back with more. All right, it's time to take a look at his girlfriend, or his wife anyway. Paul and Kelsey Tompkins joining us. Flipping experts. Real estate is booming in some parts of the country. I guess if you're in the big cities, it may not be booming, but I wouldn't know because I live in small town USA. Let's go to Kelsey now. Kelsey, real estate is booming in my town anyway. I have a brother who is a builder and a real estate agent, broker. And I have a son who is an agent, and he's doing really well. And his biggest problem is that there's not enough inventory. So my other son decided to buy a house, and he over-invested in the house because he was learning this. So I told him, I said, don't worry about it, son. You did all this work to it. You put too nice a kitchen, cabinets, and you put too nice of, wainscoting on the walls and the marble floors. Anyway, he went too far. So now, is he going to make money? I said, you know what you're going to make on this, son? If you make any money, you will already have won because the experience of flipping a house is so valuable to the rest of your life as an entrepreneur. You have just had an amazing education. So I'm just curious about Kelsey's take on this whole thing, flipping experts, and should people jump in? Because look at gold and silver. If you wanted to invest in gold and silver, too late. It's through the roof right now. But is it too late for real estate? I don't think so. I think it's a good time. What do you think?
Alan, it is never too late to invest in real estate. There's always people who need a safe place to call home. The housing industry right now is booming, but it's going to keep booming and cycling as we go on for years and years to come. So it is a great time to sell, as we've been talking about. If you have a property, if you have a vacation home, you can get top dollar for it right now because housing is in demand. Or if you have an Airbnb or a rental, maybe that it's time to repair the roof and start doing all those things. Again, it's a great time to sell that now because you can always buy something else later. So the market is hot and it's a great time to learn. A lot of people are home now with COVID going on. So it's a great time where you can start investing in yourself and learning the ins and outs of real estate because it's going to keep getting better.
Yep. And Paul, what kind of a courses, I guess I was going to say training courses or a training course do you guys offer? Could you, is it like 3 weeks or a month or 2 days or maybe you could lay that out in a minute or two?
Yeah, we have an awesome new thing that we're launching right now. It's a membership site where people can go on, pay a monthly membership fee, and they get access to how to flip a property from start to finish. I mean, everything from financing to how do you know your numbers? How do you know if you're paying the right number? How do you hire a contractor? How do you know what color to paint the house? What's going to make your house sell faster? How do you save money in real estate? It teaches you all of that. And then we basically bombarded that membership with everything we have. So we threw in how do you create wealth through rental course? We threw that in there. Yeah. All our podcasts are in there. All our weekly trainings are in there. We have live webcam, video, all that kind of stuff every single month where they can get on and actually see us and get training from us every single month live, ask questions. Everything that we have, we believe in blessing them with as much content as we can because it'll help them be successful faster, right? I went through hurdle after hurdle after hurdle. There was no online courses when I started 2004. They didn't have coaches that you could just get on the phone with or online with on Zoom and have a conversation and talk about your problem, and they're all over the country. Now in the digital time with people sitting at home or they don't have a job, now's the time to invest because you know, everything's high right now, but when that it starts to dip a little bit, that's when all these properties are going to flood the market, or all these rentals that people aren't paying rents, right? Like Florida, we still have a state lockdown where we can't do evictions and we can't do foreclosures. Well, it's been like 6 months now. How are these homeowners that are regular people with regular jobs that own three rentals, four rentals, and they're $1,000 mortgage each, how can they afford that month after month after month? So the boom is coming for real estate investors. I'd prepare now. I'd be at home. I'd be studying. I'd be educating myself, like Kelsey said, and just moving forward with that.
Right. And just like you said with your son, it's great to learn with hands-on experience and by doing it, but you can save so much money and so much time if you learn the right way from the beginning. That way you never have to learn from mistakes.
All right. FlippinExperts.com. One more segment. We'll get them to give some tips, some advice, get you guys going. I think Kelsey said it. It's never too late to invest in real estate. Real estate's going nowhere but up. We'll take a little break. You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio, just like Entrepreneur Magazine, on newsstands everywhere. We'll be right back with more.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
We're talking to Paul and Kelsey Tompkins, FlippinExperts.com, and that's FLIPPIN experts.com. And we do need that kind of that out-of-the-box thinking right now, because we're living in a COVID world, man. It's just not, there's nothing normal about it. The only thing normal about it, I think, is real estate, because real estate, it's such a tangible thing. I mean, you know, you know what it's worth by the market that you're in. And right now, depending on where you are in America, you could be in one of those markets where you're seeing your friends are selling their houses. And it's like, wow. And maybe you know of somebody that's going to sell their house and you're like, hey, how much you want for that? I had that one time. Somebody said they were going to sell their house, and I said, well, what do you want? And they said, well, I don't know. I think I want $250. And I'm like, $250? I go, well, I'll buy it for $250. I ended up buying it for $250. I recently sold it for $380, if you know what I'm saying. So we're talking about flipping. That was just a gift from God. So when somebody, if you got your ear to the ground and you hear something and somebody says something like that, act on it. Paul, real quickly, what was the pivotal moment you went from being the guy that signs the back of the check to the guy that signs the front of the check, if you know what I'm saying?
Know exactly what you're saying, Alan. Yeah, for Kelsey and I, we kind of got hit pretty hard with it. And I could kind of feel what people with COVID losing their jobs are going through, because we worked for a resort, multi-million dollar resort, helped launch the resort. A lot of time, energy we put into helping them get it. And then we actually launched it and ran it for at least a year. And one day the CEO shows up, pulls us both into an office and said, hey, you're no longer employed with us. Sorry.
Wow.
But we need your keys and you need to be off property by 5 p.m.
Wow.
Now, Alan, we're talking husband and wife checks. We're talking over $100,000 gone in an instant. We had 14 days left on our insurance. We had moved away from home where we're familiar with our friends and moved to take this job hours and hours away. And I couldn't just say, okay, we'll move back, because I was unemployed. I couldn't show proof of employment. So that was kind of our moment, our aha, that said, no one will ever control our destiny again. Oh, never. Man. We will control our own. We can bring in the income we want.
Yep.
We can work as hard as we want. Good, we can travel that. When we want.
That's great.
And it's up to us to succeed, not somebody else. So that was kind of our moment.
Ah, good for you. You know what? That took a lot of courage to say, this is never going to happen again. And you know what? That adversity made your character come all the way, yours and Kelsey's both, come all the way to the front and center. And actually, that's what you've built your life on now. So now, how can you help?
Yeah.
Give us three tips for those who are experiencing this type of a thing right now that'll help them get going to possibly, you know, get that financial success that they desire as well.
Well, just keep in mind that the situation you're in today is not where you're going to be tomorrow. So every single day you have to choose that you're going to strive to be the best you that you can be and take one step. Know where your goal is, know where your dream is, and just take one step today to get there. And all those little steps add up. So every morning we take time to reflect on where we've been and where we want to go. Then from there, we take time to set goals, and then we put in place a plan of action.
Nice. The sun will come up tomorrow. What about you, Paul? Give us a tip.
It always does.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, everything's a cycle. And I think we've seen that before we even got married. I mean, cycles come and go. Seasons come and go. We've learned that in Florida, right? Because hurricanes come and go. So we've seen that and we understand it. So we like the good seasons and the bad ones come. And we're like, okay, it's okay. Let's pivot. Let's move a little bit. Let's shift some stuff. And then when it comes back, okay, we can go back to what we were doing. But for me, I think Kelsey and I are built very differently. I'm built more strategic, where she's built more like she has to do the slow stuff. She has a lot of thinking behind it. I'm more of like, hey, I'm in, I'm moving forward. I already know the answer. Where she likes to think a lot deeper than I do.
Yeah.
So for me, what's been pivotal for me is having a coach. I went through a season of years without someone to help me get where I wanted to go. And it was that mentality of, well, let me try this and let me try that. And people do it with real estate every single day, right? Hey, I saw a YouTube video, so I think I can flip a house. Or I saw a YouTube video, so you see all those DIYs, right? They don't turn out like they do on TV or in the YouTube video you watch half the time.
Right.
Because they just showed it very quickly and you didn't have that coach there helping you. So for me, it was having a coach that has been where I want to go. And I made the mistake before of just having a coach, but they weren't the expert of where I wanted to go. They haven't done it 10 times bigger than me. Well, how are they going to teach me how to get to 10 times bigger? So when I found that coach, it changed everything for me. I could say, okay, I'm struggling with this. And he's like, well, here's how you get there because I've done it. And I trusted him because he's been there and done it.
Yep.
So that was my biggest thing. One of my other big thing is doing a daily planner every single day. You know, Kelsey kind of talked about it, how we plan goals and set goals, but I think we underestimate what we can do if we actually just sit there and lay it out. And one of the things we always talk about is just take a step.
Yep.
It sounds so simple, but that's it. You want to lose 5 pounds, take a step. Don't eat that loaf of bread or go to the gym and get that gym membership or show up one day.
Listen to this. I bought a gym. I didn't lose a pound. Well, I did. I lose a pound of money. you know what? If you buy something, you got to use it. It's like buying a treadmill and never using it. All right, guys, here it is.
100.
You know, the sun will come up tomorrow. Always remember that. Seasons come and go. Be ready to pivot. Have a coach that's an expert in your field to bounce things off of. People don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. You guys, thank you very much. The website is flippinexperts.com. I got a hard break. We're going to go, and be right back with more Entrepreneur Weekly.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Man, what a wild week. The political stuff going on, the riots happening, the face masks, all the stuff we all have to deal with right now with the COVID world that we live in. So, you know, I think some of us have to like think outside the box a little bit. I mean, that's what entrepreneurs do anyway. But our next guest may have an interesting twist to be able to help you in your business world. His name is Scott Schilling, Executive Vice President of Strategic Partnerships at an organization called Be Connected, B-E-E, Connected with a K, beconnected.com. So, Scott, tell us about, you know, this Be Connected and the interesting spelling.
Well, thank you, Alan. First of all, thank you for the opportunity to come on and share with you.
Of course.
Greatly appreciate it. And Be Connected really came from the mind of our CEO and co-founder, Tanya Hoffman. And she's always been an innovator, but she was the founder of the Public Speakers Association as well.
Right.
And so she's been highly innovative through all this time. And specifically, the Be Connected is what do we need at this period of time with everything that we're facing in business worldwide? Right. I'm sure many of your listeners are facing some difficulties along the way, and we all have been. So connections are what drive the vast majority of business, especially when those become strong relationships. I know that you have some amazing relationships with some mutual friends of ours, and it's those relationships that allow you to do it. So Be Connected was really a way of fortifying that message and kind of where the name came from.
So the bedrock of my existence is my relationships and my connections to people, whether it be personally or in business. And the two very often intertwine. As a matter of fact, one of my business associates just invited me to go fishing. My attorney, who has helped me on a number of big things, I just found out he likes to go fishing. So guess what? I'm going to be going fishing with my attorney. When does that happen? It's relationships, human capital, I guess you could say that. The relationships you have, the connections you have, you can't even survive in business today without it, I don't think.
Totally agree. People do business with those they know, like, and trust. And So I many times say, you know, if they don't know you, they don't like you. If they don't like you, they don't trust you, but they have to trust you. So how do you create that? Well, one of the things that Be Connected is doing is creating a community. So this is a group, an intentional, forward-thinking community that's coming together to do business on purpose that understands, just like you said, it's important to have the relationships past business. It's also important to have the relationships prior to needing them in business.
Yes. Yeah, that, ain't that the truth, right?
Exactly. So again, I mean, it's one of those where Be Connected is really working to create this community of intentional, forward-thinking business professionals that have a desire to do business together with quality and integrity. Novel concept, something that I think we all strive for in this day and age.
You described this to me on our first call, because you and I had met at a mastermind event. And so now all of a sudden, yeah, we're connected. And you said, well, this is kind of like, and I'm going to screw it up, where a dating site meets a search engine kind of. I mean, maybe you could do a better job and explain it, but I was like, huh? Talk about that.
Well, that was the original innovation from our CEO and co-founder, Tanya Hoffman. Seeing so many people come through the Public Speakers Association that had some great expertise and great genius, and she recognized that so many of the people who had the expertise would never meet the people who needed it. It frustrated her. So she started making those connections. She became the bridge between the two. Now, that's awesome, but it's not scalable or duplicatable. And so one day she was thinking about it, and she said, why couldn't we automate this? Why couldn't we create dating software for the business world? And that was kind of the light bulb moment,
right?
Is how do we connect profiles together of people who offer certain things to people who need those offers? Mm-hmm. And that's really what Be Connected started as. The foundation is our connection generator, which is actually algorithm software, but it probably pretty inappropriate to ask the same questions as the dating site. Do you like blonde hair, blue eyes, long walks on a sunny beach? You know, great for a personal relationship, not great in business. So we change the questions. What's your occupation? What's your location? What's your offer? Who are your ideal customers? And then we also added artificial intelligence to make it even smarter. So literally at the touch of the button, you can start to gain those relationships that become so precious in business.
It's just absolutely brilliant, because you're not having to reinvent. You're just having to give it a nice twist kind of with this dating software. Like you said, if you just change the questions and all of a sudden the whole thing changes, you have a hub for successful entrepreneurs where they can meet each other and exchange, you know, their services and whatever it might be. I think this is brilliant. So, I mean, when does it launch? I know you're right at launch, right?
We are right at launch, and that's what's so exciting, because we already have thousands of people involved through pre-launch and beta, and now at launch, people are just clamoring, how do I become a member of this intentional community so that I can do quality business. The other thing that everybody's excited about is we kind of looked at some of the other platforms and some of the things that were troublesome to people, like Be Connected is permission-based. Mm. So you and I, you could reach out to me to connect. I have the opportunity to look at your profile and see if I believe we could be a good match. If I do, I can accept. If I don't, I can decline. And so that's one part of it, so that it's permission-based. But then the other part is there's our dual rating system, kind of like the rideshare companies, you know. Right. The passenger can rate the driver can rate the passenger. Mm. Now you and I can go fishing together, and you can say, you know, I really thought we were going to have a great time fishing, but, you know, this Scott guy is kind of a, or this Alan guy is really awesome. Right. And so I can rate you 5 stars. And when I rate you 5 stars, Alan, ultimately the algorithms know to match you with more profiles because you are a quality connection.
Nice. Nice. All right. Hold tight. Talking with Scott Schilling, Be Connected. It's spelled like this. B-E-E connected with a K. KONNECTED.com. Be Connected. I think, Scott, you were saying you're going to give me my own easy website for people to go to, and we're going to do that on the other side of the break. This is a hub for successful entrepreneurs, home-based business owners, small business owners, and CEOs and founders to connect, collaborate, and create a larger impact on the world. Smart stuff. We'll be right back. Well, you're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor. Our guest right now, Scott Schilling, Executive Vice President for Strategic Partnerships at BeConnected.com, with the strange spelling, with a B-E-E, connected with a K. Who does this kind of stuff? Scott Schilling and his people do. All right, Scott.
Well, that's why we're going to make it easy for you. And we're going to give you BK with Alan.com.
So BK, that's like bankrupt. That's great. You're going to put me in a bankruptcy. That's wonderful, Scott.
No. We would never do that. Oh,
BK
never.
For Be Connected with Alan. And you say .com? Hold on. Let me write this down. Let me check it out. Hold on. Okay. Let me just type this in and see what I got here. www.bkwithalan.com and hit. It takes you right to Be Connected. Okay, I got it. So this is so people can remember how to get to Be Connected. They just think BK with Alan. And don't worry, I'm not going to make you go bankrupt, and neither is Scott. This is all about really getting good connections, because obviously the whole thing is about getting connected. That's pretty smart. So BKwithAlan.com, and you go right to Be Connected. And do you do this for others as well? I mean, this is kind of a – you did that pretty quick.
You are absolutely special.
Nice.
We might do it for people now that we've done it for you. We would probably do it for a few others.
Oh, that's funny. All right, so let's talk about solving problems. You know, I see here on the website, since I just went there with bkwithalan.com, it says here, get ready to solve 8 problems every entrepreneur faces. Finding partners, marketing strategy, self-doubt, that's a big one. Cash flow, another big one. Time management, that's the worst. Team building, that can be difficult. Where do you want to start with all this, Scott? This is good stuff.
Well, the reality is that the vast majority, I'm sure your listeners, there was a portion of each of your listeners that every, when you said finding partners, somebody went, that's me. And when you said marketing strategy, somebody else said, that's me, right? We as entrepreneurs tend to be the lone rangers. We love what we do. We go out there. We've got a desire and an idea and the heart to go chase it and pursue it. But sometimes we don't have the biggest teams, or we don't have the people around us that can provide us that entrepreneurial expertise. That's why your show's so valuable, everything that you do and the folks you bring on. So again, what we're working to do is, number one, identify the problems that entrepreneurs face, and number two, then solve those identity crises or those problems that they have through connections with people who have come to the platform and joined the community for the exact same reasons. Mm-hmm. People face different problems as entrepreneurs. people have different areas of expertise to solve those problems, this becomes a great community to learn best practices from one another, quite frankly.
You know what I've noticed is that in the last 5 years, business coaching has caught on fire. What about business coaching?
Well, it's one of the things that we include with some of our offerings is actually access to some world-class coaches who have committed unique content to the Be Connected membership to help them move forward. I mean, we've had people say, my gosh, I took 30 minutes of coaching from one of the world-class coaches here at Be Connected. I made $3,000 because of it. So again, we're at a time in our world where we got 34 million Americans that are looking for ways to create revenue right now.
Right.
One of the other things we're working to do is help them generate that revenue through the concepts and coaching that we offer.
Can you talk about, you know, the levels? I mean, is it a monthly fee? How does it work?
Well, we have multiple levels. We have the connection generator only for those who simply want to make new connections. It starts at $99 a month, or $99 initial fee, and then $49 a month. We've got a very unique aspect. If you simply refer two new people to Be Connected that become members, you are now a member for life for free. The $49 goes away forever.
I like that.
And then we've got a, $299 version that actually comes with over $25,000 worth of coaching and tools and other value. $299 down, $49 a month, refer two new members, and that $49 goes away forever. You literally are a member for life for the initial fee.
Well, that's a smart way to do it. And of course, you tell your friends and they tell their friends, and everybody's kind of helping each other to be able to just be in this platform where they're connecting each other. And smart, very smart. So listen, we got to take another break. When we come back, I want to ask you some more questions, and maybe you can give some advice to entrepreneurs, because at the end of the day, this show is always about leaving a few little chunks, little nuggets of, you know, this is what I got out of the show today. Takeaways. BeConnected.com, B-E-E, connected with a K.com. Or you can go to mine, and it's easy to remember. If you don't want to go bankrupt, BK, just go BKwithAlan.com, and you'll be able to go right to the website. Otherwise, you may go bankrupt. You may go bankrupt if you don't learn how to get connected. We'll be right back. The romance is dead. Need a mentor? One-on-one online sessions with Entrepreneur Magazine's experts can help you start a business, grow your business, build your brand, fundraise, and more. Book your one-on-one session with experienced business owners and media experts. Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, can help you perfect your business pitch to media. Businesswoman Kathleen Griffith, founder of Grace & Company, can help improve your growth and marketing strategies. Need guidance on improving your leadership skills? Elizabeth Gore, president of Alice, can help you become a strong, value-driven leader. So what are you waiting for? Book your one-on-one session with Entrepreneur's lineup of experts today. Visit entrepreneur.com/mentors. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/mentors. Our guest today, Scott Schilling from BeConnected.com. Again, B like a bee, like a bumblebee, B-E-E, connected with a K. Or just go to BKwithAlan.com and you'll find it. BK for Be Connected. Scott, it's time to talk about some advice for those that are wanting to grow their business while the business environment seems to be so difficult. I have to imagine that, obviously being connected is a very, very important thing. So that's thing number one. But give us, if you could, three or four tips.
Einstein said it many years ago, in the midst of every crisis lies great opportunity. And I think there's great opportunity out there. So if you combine that with, I'm in Dallas, Texas. I'm very fortunate to come out of the Ziegler camp. And the first quote that I ever learned from him was, you can have everything in life you want when you help enough other people get what they want.
Right.
So when you put the two together, that there is opportunity out there today and that you can have it all, help some other people get what they need, and your all will show up. It'll be there. So again, I think that there are many different ways that entrepreneurs today can take advantage of the opportunities that persist if they focus on them as opportunities, that the sky isn't falling 100% of the time. So again, it's very interesting to me that I have had many friends pivot their businesses completely to all of a sudden. As an example, I've got about five friends that are now in the PPE business because there was such a demand with the pandemic and the COVID situation going forward.
Right.
So again, opportunity exists if you're looking for opportunity.
Right. I love that. You know, it's interesting. You talked about Zig Ziglar. You can have whatever you want in life if you help others get what they want, because then all boats rise with the rising tide. They want to help you, which it's funny because, you know, at church the other day, we were talking about somebody said to Jesus, you know, what are the two most important commandments? One, of course, love the Lord with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. The second one being exactly that, love your neighbor as yourself. And if you love others in business like you're dealing with your own loved ones, guess what? It comes back to you. I love that, man. That's a beautiful thing. Of course, Zig Ziglar was known for all his awesome sayings, but yes, give us another one.
I recently did the devotional at Ziglar Corporation, and I'm just honored to have that opportunity because I totally agree and appreciate if we would add some respect, honor, and dignity to others right now. I think you would be amazed at what would happen for your business, because there is, unfortunately, right, wrong, or indifferent, there is so much division and so much stuff. If you would, again, it kind of leaps off of what you just said there, Alan. But if we would put respect, honor, and dignity into everything we do, lift people up, give them a hand up, not a hand out, right? Really serve them in this time of need. That's where lifelong relationships will come and business will come. Sometimes people ask, Scott, how were you able to get on some of the stages you did and things like that?
Yeah.
10 years earlier, I did a favor for somebody. There was no string attached,
right.
But it's amazing how that comes back.
Yeah, no, 100%, man, 100%. It's interesting how much stress is in the air. It's like the world is not what we know it, you know, and it's different. We thought we knew what we had in this world, and all of a sudden they've changed all the rules on us. And stress comes with that. Stress is a killer. I love what you said, respect, honor, and dignity. If we stop, you know, being, you know, oh, poor me, I believe that on the other side of that, something called faith, you know?
Well, that's what I would love to add one more thing.
Yep.
I believe God's plan and timing is perfect, and ultimately, all things work together for your good.
That's exactly
it. Doesn't right. say all things are good.
No, you're
it
right.
It says all things work together for your good. So while you, there may be some of this confusion out there right now, and why there might be, if you truly understand that opportunity exists in every crisis, if that in fact is the case and God's plan and timing is perfect, this will all work out exactly the way it's supposed to, not the way we want it to,
That's
not
right.
the way we like it
That's
necessarily,
it.
But the way it's supposed to. And I actually created one of my statements, everything in life that happens is perfect, ... Once time passes and perspective is gained.
There you go. I'm out of time, brother. BeConnected.com, or you can go right to BKWithAlan.com. Scott Schilling, thank you, sir. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Go get connected.
I've done no harm, I keep to myself.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.